Father, give us strength to continue to break open the way and declare, open be the way that the King of Glory may come in. Rend the heavens and come down. Make your name known to your enemies, that the nations may tremble at your presence. We ask you for a persevering spirit that seeks until it finds, that knocks until you open the door. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth in the same way as it is in heaven. Good morning to all our friends and prayer partners around the world. You're on Maximum Radio Network, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I have the privilege of being your host for the next few minutes, and I'm Aubrey Gregory. And our episode or prayer program today is entitled The Dispeller of Fear. The Dispeller of Fear. We know sometimes that fear and doubt can follow us, if you will, can plague us, can play with our minds as we continue to stand in victory. But we know that our God is with us. And today, the I Am that we will meditate on throughout the day as an encouragement to our heart, as a point of contact, keeping us on the same page with our Lord, so that fear and doubt has no residence, no place to stay, no hiding place, because it will look for a place to hide in our spirit. Those things that are enemies of our soul, fear and doubt. And today, or I Am, is taken from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Chapter 41 and verse 10. And here's what it's saying to us. Let's listen. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Imagine that. This is who God is to you and I, the dispeller of fear, so that we understand He's with us. He says, "Fear not." And importantly, at the very end of that passage, it says, "My righteous right hand. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Why the right hand? The right hand is the hand of favor. It's not just the hand. It's the hand of favor. And He's upholding you and I with His right hand. So wherever you are and you're experiencing some fear and some doubt concerning any situation, believe what the prophet Isaiah spoke on behalf of God to us and said, "Fear not, for I am with you." Fear not. Now, the reason that's there in God's word is because fear does come to us at times. Doubt does come. But it's there as a reminder that we need not entertain those guests. We are to put them out of our being, put them out of our spirit, and remember that He will uphold you with His righteous right hand. His righteous right hand. Amen. Well, welcome to all of our prayer partners who are live and streaming participants today. God bless you. Thank you for being so faithful. Truly, you're a friend of God. Well, I have a praise report. I don't know if you have one, but I do. And it has to do specifically with prayers and intercessions that we offered right here on this program. I believe it was last week, sometime around Monday, Tuesday, somewhere around there. I would have to go back to our transcripts to pinpoint it. But I asked for prayer concerning our buildings restoration projects. And one of those projects were held up for one or more reasons. And it was just stalled for a moment. I knew God would move, and I just asked all of us to agree in prayer that he would do just that, exactly what he promised. Well, the project was jump-started on yesterday. It's moving. It's back on track. And I'm so happy, and I'm thanking God. I'm praising him because I just had to wait patiently in confidence, knowing that what we're doing is what he wants us to do, and that every obstacle, every hurdle will be conquered, if you will. And so that's a praise report. So I thank you for adding your faith and the power of agreement to our requests. And I want you to know that God has answered, and that's worthy of praise. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know if you have a prayer request. It would be a good thing if you would share that with us, give it life and breath, so that it acts not just as a news report, but it actually encourages others who have challenges as well. We are up for challenges every day. And so if you have a praise report, don't withhold it. Let it come forth, and someone will be encouraged somewhere in our world. They will hear and know that God will move on their behalf. If you also have a prayer request, please feel free to voice that, because we're here to present our petitions and our intercessions to the King of Kings. Our God reigns. So it's an opportunity for us. And certainly he wants to take advantage of the opportunity to meet us at the point of our need or anyone's need in the name of Jesus. So know that your prayer requests are welcome. Well, we want to go forth in prayer today. We want to lift up any prayer requests that you have. And certainly we started to pray on yesterday for the young people in the high schools, high school age young people, which is from somewhere about 14 to 18. These are high schoolers, and they're in the 8th or anywhere onto the 12th grade. And this is the next generation of God's plan and purposes. And we want to keep them on our hearts, as God does have them on his heart. And the school we want to pray for today is the Malcolm X Shabazz High School, and that's located here in the great city of Newark. And we want God to move and to have his way in that institution. We want him to cause those young people to be so hungry and thirsty that they turn to the Lord as they encounter the Spirit of God in some way, form, or fashion. So let us pray for the Malcolm X Shabazz High School here in the great city of Newark. Please touch and agree with me right now as we move into the realm of spirit, and just pray God's heart concerning those young people who will gather today. In fact, they are not gathered today. They are scattered because they're out of school. They don't get back into school until next week. But let's pray into that space that they occupy and pray the spirit of peace and of power and deliverance and restoration. As we pray also for the administrator and the teachers of that school. Father, we thank you for this summer season and holiday, which is about to end for those that are students, those that are out on vacation from school. And we're speaking particularly and precisely about the high school age young people that occupy the space in the place called the Malcolm X Shabazz School. We thank you, Lord, right now for that place, for that space. We thank you for the atmosphere there that you can move by your will, by your sovereign power. You can move in that space to draw those that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And Father, those of the next generation of your plan in the earth are residing in that school for many hours every day. And we pray, Lord, that the atmosphere in that building will be one that's different from every other semester. It would be new and renewed. It would be fresh. It would be divine. It would be heavenly. And we ask that you would send your angels to take charge of every place, every corner in that building, every molecule of air in that building. We pray for the administrator that you would give him or her the power and authority like never before to maintain the peace and presence of God in that place, Lord. And if they don't know you, that they would find you, they would call upon you, and you will certainly hear and you will answer. So we pray for that place and for every teacher, every instructor, every staffer in that place, that it would become a place known for peace, a place known for divine order in the name of Jesus. Fruit would come forth from that environment, fruit, divine, supernatural fruit in the name of Jesus. And that this semester, this school year, which begins next week, will be one of the most prosperous and successful school years for that high, for the Malcolm X Shabazz High. It will be a prosperous year. All of the objectives that line up with your plan and purposes will be accomplished on behalf of the young people there. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we pray for those that are graduating this school year, that they would find the purpose for which you've created them, Lord. Doors would be opened to them for other institutions, such as colleges and trade institutes and so on. And they would, with their parents, be successful in planning and strategizing for their future so that your will be done in earth in the same manner that it's done in heaven. And all of our prayer partners, I know, are agreeing with that, and we're feeling that. And wherever you are listening to our stream, whatever country or community you're in, whatever continent you're on, you pray that prayer. You accept and adopt that prayer for your particular context. The same is true in your community, in your town, in your nation. God has the same heart concerning the young people. He says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forgive them not. Jesus Christ said that himself. He was concerned about them as he is about any other age group or population. So know that God is with you and God is with us. And if you have children of that age, and of course you would be concerned that they turn out well Well, don't have fear or any doubt. He is the dispeller of fear. And he says, my righteous right hand will uphold you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen and amen. Any prayer requests? We'd love to get a prayer request from you so that we can...
Good morning.
Well, I hear someone. Amen. Good morning. I hear a familiar voice.
I have a prayer request. It's about the schools also. My grandson, DJ, is going back to school this morning. He goes to North Star Academy. They have moved from Hazelwood off of South Orange Avenue. They have moved the school to 8th Avenue. The corner of 8th Avenue and Central Avenue. And I just want to pray for the children of North Star Academy. That school is from kindergarten to the fifth grade. And they would be in a new vicinity from this morning. And I pray that everything goes well and that everything goes smoothly with the new move that they have made, and that DJ would accept the change, and that he would be comfortable, and that everything will go well with all the other students this morning of North Star Academy.
How old is DJ? I'm saying he had a birthday.
DJ just turned eight on Friday. He's in the third grade now.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, the saints, and I mean that, you are saints because you're on this program. You wouldn't be up if you weren't a saint, if you weren't a friend of God. So I call upon you to join this grandmother as she continues to watch over her grandson and raise him in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And today he starts school. He starts in a new school, and that could be a little tension-producing for an eight-year-old. I remember those days myself. And we want to pray for that, for him and for that school, and we want to install God's guardian angels around that school, around each classroom, around the doors of that school and the property. And we want peace to reign in North Star Academy today as the task of educating the children proceed. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for the facility of education that's afforded in our communities. We thank you for that privilege that our children can enter a place, Lord, where around the world there are children that would love to be in school, and for whatever reason they cannot be. It could be such a thing as a war and conflict that prevents the peaceful existence of education in their community. So we thank you for what we have here, and we pray even for those children that are unable to go to school, that would love to go to school and learn how to read and learn how to count and all of the necessary basic skills of life. We pray right now that you would overtake and undertake their situation, continue to rule and make space and place for them. So we pray for North Star Academy today, starting with its administrator and its staff, its teachers, and all those who are on the team of educating the children. We thank you for that school, and we bless that school right now, the eastern and western and southern and the northern part of that school. Every boundary, we ask that you would take charge. We give it to you, put it in your hand. And for every student, Lord, including DJ, we send grace and peace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless all those children that are starting classes on today. Cause this school year to be extraordinarily successful for them as they adapt to new environments and new studies and new teachers, new routes to and from school. Just guide them even as they go to and from school along the route. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Watch over each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now claim that prayer for yourself, for your situation. You have children, you have grandchildren, and certainly at times, as we said before, fear and doubt and anxiety can attack us. But the word for today is that He is your God, my God, our God, is the dispeller of fear and doubt. And today is a day like it was yesterday, a day of victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Praise His name. Hallelujah. We just have a few minutes left, and it's your chance and opportunity to also give air and breath and life to your prayer request and your intercession as we proceed down to the wire here. We have about six and a half minutes. Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning. God bless you.
I would like to ask for prayer for my coworker that right now is going through a terrible situation. She just lost her mom, her daughter, and a cousin that was pregnant in a car accident on Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
I would like prayer for the family and that God would keep her mind, because she seems to be, you know, going in and out of, you know, being coherent. Devastating, and also for the person that was driving, which was her fiance, that caused the accident. He's right now incarcerated, and just praying that God will do something in his life also. So I'm just asking this global prayer community to just uphold his family in prayer.
Please, would you be able to give us the family name, just the family title, their name?
Rojas is the family name. Rojas? Yes.
Okay.
My co-worker's name is Abet Rojas. That's the family that's involved in the accident.
Okay, we're going to pray. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I want to preface our prayer activity concerning the Rojas family this way, please. The Lord has been speaking to my heart for some time. He's given me this understanding. There are spirits, there are so many accidents, devastating accidents that are occurring. It is not without cause. There are so many spirits that have gone out into the world, and one of the things they do is cause serious accidents of all kinds. And it's just amazing. It seems like every time we turn, every day, there's someone we know that's in an accident, particularly an auto event or something of that nature. And so even as we pray, understand that we're at war. Now, we're going to pray for the Rojas family. I cannot imagine, wouldn't pretend to imagine, what they must feel and are going through right now. But our hearts go out to them right now. Father, we thank you that we can turn to you. Otherwise, we are hopeless. We're without hope. Where do we turn? Where does the Rojas family turn with what has happened so devastating to the family? Father, we can only throw the ball to you. We can only say, take their situation, take their burden, rest the situation, and somehow We stand in the gap for peace for them. Peace in what is a devastating situation. Father, heal their hurt right now. Ease their pain right now. As they experience so much pain and hurt and loss. Father, we ask that you would undertake and rule over this situation right now. Father, and for the particular lady that is a friend of our prayer partner, that you would allow your spirit of love and of power and a sound mind, even as the enemy tries to steal her sanity and her stability right now, rob her of that confidence that she can have in you. Father, we send confidence. We speak confidence. You've not given her a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Father, even as she weakly raises a hand to touch your hand so that you can raise her up out of this situation, cause her to be above it and not under it. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, give her the assist and the help that she needs right now, Lord. We're sure that she feels weak and undone. Strengthen her right now. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her. Cause her mind to stay in perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. In perfect peace. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for her friend who is so concerned that raises this prayer request and this intercession. Father, cause this devastating situation to be the bridge. The bridge that causes this entire family to cross over into salvation, into mercy, into your love, into your grace. Wrap and encircle them with your love and your grace and your mercy, beginning right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yes.
In your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And praise you
in Jesus' name. Said
peace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace to all of you on today. Walk in victory as you walk with the Lord. He is with you. His righteous right hand upholds you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.